USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President-elect Joe Biden unveils plans Thursday for fighting COVID-19 and injecting $1.9 trillion into the U.S. economy. But already his first 100 days agenda is overshadowed by the Trump impeachment trial. Critics are calling the expenditure of $2 trillion a wish list of social programs that the left has been trying to advance for 30 years. That's a quote from Trump economist Stephen Moore. John Earl Sullivan, who is a supporter of Antifa, BLM, and the leader of Insurgents USA, is arrested and indicted in Utah.
It's time for revolution.
His arrest came after he was caught on video instigating violence on Capitol Hill and admitting that he posed as a Trump supporter during the Capitol Hill riot on January 6th. 52-year-old Corey Johnson, a drug trafficker sentenced to die for 7 murders in Virginia in 1992, was executed Thursday night in Indiana. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Get ready for a third coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
Johnson & Johnson is reporting some positive results on their potential coronavirus vaccine. Early data from the company showing their vaccine produced a high rate of immune response in trials and a low rate of negative reactions from the first shot. The CDC says over 10 million Americans have received the first dose of the approved coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is a professor of medicine at Emory University School of Medicine. He tells CNN we have to get more shots in people's arms.
We don't vaccinate the number of people that President-elect Biden suggests. We are not going to get that. And I would say that even a million a day, which is what he's proposing, is low. We need to shoot for higher goals. We need to shoot for 2.5 to 3 million people a day. And I know it's going to be hard, but with resources and with ingenuity, we'll be able to do it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Washington Times reported D.C. police arrested 217 during Inauguration Day riots. At least 217 arrested, limo torched amid Inauguration Day protests in Washington, was reported by ABC News. Police injured, more than 200 arrested at Inauguration Day protests, was reported by CNN. These were the headlines from the Trump inauguration. As we prepare for the Biden inauguration, the FBI is warning state capitals to prepare for the worst. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January, and so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here, and we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capitol. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's a unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready, and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.